This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Another country is now pausing use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine as reports surface of dangerous blood clots in some people who've gotten it. This morning, Sweden is the latest country to hold off on using AstraZeneca's vaccine. Germany, France, Italy, and Spain suspended use of the AstraZeneca vaccine yesterday. The company and international regulators say this vaccine is safe. The World Health Organization's Mary Angela Samao says the blood clots may not be related to the vaccine.
People get sick or people die all the time. And what we have seen so far from the preliminary data, there is not an increase in number of cases of thromboembolic events.
The WHO's Mary Angela Samao. What to do about the surge of immigrants at the border? The Biden administration will house thousands of immigrant teenagers at a convention center in Dallas for now. AP correspondent Sagar Magani says Republicans are not happy.
A GOP congressional delegation led by top House Republican Kevin McCarthy visited the border and blasted the Biden administration for a border surge.
What's happening right now is beyond a crisis.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the focus should be on solutions, not labels.
We recognize this is a problem. We're focused on addressing it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This morning, North Korea is warning the U.S. to, quote, refrain from causing a stink if the U.S. wants to sleep in peace. North Korea's first comments directed at the Biden administration as U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin arrive in Asia to talk with U.S. allies Japan and South Korea about North Korea and other regional issues. This is AP News. Two men are facing charges of assaulting Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick with bear spray during the riot at the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. The men were arrested on Sunday. AP correspondent Ed Donahue with the latest on this story.
Sicknick was one of five people who died. The two men are accused of using bear spray on him. Investigators initially believe Sicknick was hit on the head with a fire extinguisher. The idea being sprayed by a chemical may have led to the death has emerged in recent weeks. It's not known yet if it was the bear spray that killed him. The men each made brief court appearances from jail via video conference and will remain locked up pending future hearings. One of the men, George Tanios, operates a sandwich shop in Morgantown, West Virginia. He promoted a one-star Google review that said, if Donald Trump was a restaurant manager, this is who he would be. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.